Carl Benz kicked off the public use of automobiles 120 years ago with the first patented gas-powered vehicle. It has taken an estimated 100,000 additional patents since then to evolve the automobile into the vehicle we know and use today. Vivian Andrus of Kentucky, known to me as Granny, was a driver for 78 years and has spent her life in love with cars. She can't remember much of who was president or what world-shaking events were happening during her youth, but she can remember the boys she dated or married and the cars she drove. Granny learned how to drive a Model T in 1923 and drove a 35-foot motorhome through her 70s. I stopped in to see her on my road trip, and she told me about what those early days of driving were like.
It was really great when the car come along. A girlfriend had taught me how to drive her car. My daddy drove a horse and buggy. When he found out that I could drive a car, he went down and bought a Model T Ford sedan. That's what they called them back in the early 20s. And he told me, he says, the car is yours if you teach me to drive. But we have to plan when I need it or when he needs it. It was a fun thing, and it was unusual, and there were not too many people in our community that had cars.
The first gas pump was invented in 1905. Before the pump, gasoline was purchased by the bucketful. Today, veg oil drivers collect their waste veg oil in cubies, not buckets. It took 10 years before standardized filling stations began to appear, and even then they did not sprout up on every corner. Drivers had to carry fuel with them if they planned to go a long distance, just like veg oil drivers do today.
The gasoline in the beginning was something like 15, 19 cents a gallon. I do not remember how many gallons the Model T held, but it would go a long, long way. Back then, the young people would all get in the car. Somebody would play the ukulele, and we'd all sing as before radio in cars. And our pastime was just to get out and drive all around as long as the gasoline held out. Back then, more of the girls' fathers had cars than the boys did. So the boys would all pitch in and buy the gasoline. Well, my daddy thought it was great that I was always getting somebody to fill up the car with gasoline. And the daddies used that gasoline, too.
The rules for driving in the 1920s were still sketchy.
Well, I assume we had license now. I don't remember that. And I really don't remember about the insurance. Back then, as I said, there was no age limit on driving. We were driving a car when we was 12 years old. My girlfriend was 12.
Did you ever let anybody else drive your car besides your dad?
I don't think I did. My brothers was still too young for them to drive it. And Mama never did learn to drive.
Did you let your boyfriends drive your car?
No, they just put gasoline in it. As small as those cars were, believe it or not, there could be four boys with four girls sitting on their lap and one more couple in the front seat and then the driver.
11 people.
That was a full car. And as I said, we drive around and sing and just have a good time together.
Did you ever get pulled over for speeding?
There weren't no such thing back then. No, back then there was no cops bothering you.
Long trips in the early days required a driver to know how to take care of their cars themselves. It wasn't until the 1930s that bays for car repairs were added onto the tiny filling stations.
People won't believe it, but back in those days, you carried things you might need with you. We had a kit that had hatches. If you run over a nail, you got a hole in the inner tube. You stop, you pull that tire off. You took that inner tube, let the air out of it. You put on a patch with sticky stuff. I don't remember what all. Anyway, you put a patch on it. And you hand pumped a little old hand pump. I did that many times. By the time I was 16, I was driving cross country.
Were you nervous traveling by yourself all that distance?
Oh, my family was with me. Mom and daddy and three brothers, my granddaddy. Daddy would punch me to make me sing so I wouldn't go to sleep driving all night.
What were some of the challenges of driving early cars?
Having a road wide enough to pass another car on, or a horse and buggy. You also had to hand manipulate the windshield wiper. There was a handle about the size of your finger that you had to swing while you're driving to get the mud off, and when it was raining, of course. I also cranked that Ford. You didn't have a self-starter on it. You had a little handle out there in the front of the engine, and you'd crank that thing till your motor started. Took a little strength, but that's how we drove. We drove that all over Mayfield.
Do you miss driving?
The worst thing in my life has ever happened to me, well, I guess not really, but the way I think, when I was 92 years old, I quit driving. The doctors didn't tell me to. The police didn't tell me to. I had macular degeneration, and I knew that I had to quit driving. And that was one of the hardest things I think I've ever done in my life. And it still just tears me up that I can't get in a car and take off ripping and romping.
Any new idea will take a while to catch on, including veg oil. It took Granny's lifetime to bring the modern automobile to the level of sophistication we know today. Tune in tomorrow to hear about the future of the veg oil industry. Links to more information about veg oil can be found at kunm.org. I'm Cynthia Shelton.